Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome to the first full compliment birdhouse in what feels like forever.
Hello.
Maybe only 3 weeks or so.
Snake.
How are we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Birdhouse.
Okay, let's get to it. Would you accept one shot on the famed Sawgrass 17th hole? And if you're familiar with that, Donovan,
I am.
That is the famed Island Green at TPC Sawgrass that, I don't know if it's the most famous hole in United States golf, but it's way, way high up there. And it's about 100, and they can play it anywhere from 145 to 165, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a little shorter at times.
Sure.
And it's surrounded by water. So it is the Island Green completely surrounded by water. So this guy says, would you accept one shot on Sawgrass 17? If you hit the green, you get $1 billion. If you miss, you get an eye taken out.
An eye?
An eye.
This is interesting.
No. Now my question would be.
So you're saying if you hit the green so you can bounce it off the green into the water, it has to stick.
No, it's got, you have to hit the green. Like stay on the green.
That's different.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, that's what hit the green.
It's not hit it and then bounce in the water. No, I'm not taking that chance. Well, I do have four eyes. So I'll be down to three.
You do.
No, Steve, I'm not doing that. I'm out.
Okay, but what if it is done? Because in my head, I feel okay, I hook it in the water and then I'm standing there and there's a guy with pliers right next to me and he just rips it out. But what if it's done
surgically?
No,
in a very safe. What? It's one. You don't need both eyes.
Yes, I do.
For what? What if you hit the shot of a lifetime and you get $1 billion?
But then I know that my eye is on the line, and that thing is not going to even get off the tee. I'm out.
Lord. I don't know. Man.
I'm out.
This is interesting.
You can have it.
Because you're not trying to, you're not playing to the pin like they do when you're watching the players, and you're not.
It's a big green.
And I'm going to say, let's assume that there's no wind. That'd be nice. It's a 78 foot green. I mean, the green's massive.
I know it is, but you have an eye on the line. No,
By the way,
that's a wedge.
So that tournament went into a playoff this year, and the guy that ended up winning the U.S. Open was in the playoff, and he hit it in the water.
You know what? I'd rather you have a testicle on the line than an eye.
Testicle, yeah, I would too.
I'd take that right now.
I'd do that right now.
Yes, for sure.
No wind.
But that's what makes it great, is it's the eye.
I think I would try it. I mean, you hit it. Maybe you hit a nine.
Mm-mm.
That's, I mean.
What about an ear?
Oh, I'm in for that.
That'd look weird. Then you just Van Goghing around everywhere.
Would you rather it be an ear completely removed? Or an eye removed.
You just have a hole in your head.
I would rather have the ear.
Why?
Well, I don't know, because I can't wear my glasses.
And you can wear an eye patch and look cool.
No.
But you can wear like a Mr. Potato Head ear.
Plus, you could get a glass
eye. Not even the same color.
You can get a glass eye and have like a symbol on it or something. Like, people are like, is that a smiley face? It is. I think I'd do it.
Oh, man. I would do it. Whoa. If I'm guaranteed that I can get my eye surgically removed and not pulled out by a pair of pliers by Matt Birmingham, then I'm in.
It's surgical, but I'm not going to even attempt it because I know it's going to go in the water.
You'd be so nervous.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about knees knocking over this shot. You're thinking, oh man. Yeah, that's cool. It's $1 billion.
And think about, like, you could go to the, like, they'll tell you before the shot, okay, you have 155 yards, go to the range. We'll put a bucket out where it's 155 yards and a circle around it emulating the green.
Practice.
Go hit 1,000 balls.
And then that's fine. And then you know what?
And then you get up there for the one.
You'll stick 700 of them. Oh, I'm ready. And then the one that counts is going right in the water.
You just got to walk up and hit it. Not even think. There it is.
Nah. Well, everyone's going to think because you have an eye on the line. I am out.
If there is anyone out there, like if Elon is listening, I'm willing to take this bet.
Everybody tweeted Elon. Like, hey, we need to make this happen.
Like, what is $1 billion to those? It doesn't even matter.
I feel better about that than if it was you get on the 17th T tee, and you have to hit driver, and you have to be in the fairway. I would feel better about the green.
For sure. For sure. Do you think that if that was televised, that it would be one of the highest-rated golf event of the year?
Yes, because you could make it an hour long where they would show behind the scenes, and this is how the procedure would work if he does not.
Or they show my life, right. You know, and here's his kids.
And they have a couple of one-eyed people on there that they talk to and go, so how has life been with just the one eye?
You have Nance and Charles Barkley. You just have everyone on there commentating. And then
they're replaying this. They're replaying this to start. Like this begins the whole thing. Awesome.
It's 155 yards. For
God. Oh, my so good. God.
Who's our guy that does the introductions? Grant Boone?
Oh, yeah, for the April Fool's Open.
Yeah. He'll do the introduction for that also that they'll play on pay-per-view.
And would you guys be rooting for me to hit the green?
Yes.
Of course we would.
I don't know.
I'm not rooting for you to lose an eye because you're going to break me off some of that billion dollars.
You know what? Because you guys were part of the origin story.
Yes.
I'm giving you both $10 million.
Right. I am in. Yes.
Yes, go.
Hit the green.
I mean, God, I'd be out there with a giant fan in case it looked like it was going to be over and try to blow it back onto the green.
I'm doing everything possible for you to hit the green if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. You're in a kayak out there. Donovan can't even swim, and he's out there like in floaties.
And then, as soon as the ball thinks about going in the water, I have one in my hand, and then I just kind of toss it up on the green. Like, oh, my God, it hit something in the water.
You know what? Because I'm assuming this is also tax-free. I'm giving you both $100 million. How about that?
Whoa. Okay, yes. Elon, please. Anybody, who else is rich that lives around here? Mark Cuban, Jerry.
Yeah, but see,
other rich people.
You need ridiculous billions. You need like 200 billion to pull this off. Cuban's got like 5.
That seems like
Jerry's got like 10. Maybe they wouldn't do it.
They could get that insured.
Okay, the Adelsons. They have billions.
The Adelsons, yes.
Come on, we'll talk about the Mavs all the time, and Corby will do this.
We love the Luka trade.
I thought it was great.
Pissed you would sell out so bad.
God, you guys would be so pissed at me if I freaking did not hit the... Like, your whole life... Your lives depend on it.
Man.
That's a good one.
Take them both. Take them both!
If Wimbledon and the Masters are the two crown jewels of non-major sports, what is considered the third on a global scale?
The Kentucky Derby.
I was thinking that too.
What about the Indy 500 or...
Yeah.
Or Daytona, is that the big one?
Yeah, or whatever big F1 race there is. the Tour de France, like that's big, but I don't know globally how big those things are. Like,
it's
do people
big
in
France,
Europe care?
Yeah.
Do people in Europe care about the Kentucky Derby?
No, I don't know that they do. They would care more about the Tour de France, I would think.
That's a really good one, and I mean, this guy says Wimbledon and the Masters are the two biggest. I guess they are. They're the two biggest in their sports,
right?
For sure. And they're definitely bigger than the Kentucky Derby and the Tour de France, at least over here. I don't know.
The Tour seems really big in Europe.
Cornhole.
It's huge.
Well, what's their signature event?
Cornhole.
I don't even know what they would call it.
Honest question, does Cooper Flagg, when he gets to town,
yes,
does he go on Snapchat and comb the SMU campus for dates or the TCU campus? Where does an 18-year-old with $100 million go for his dates?
Skellig.
I think that's a great question. Because he can't go anywhere. Like, he can't go to bars.
Do people get dates on Snapchat?
Yes.
They do? I don't know. I've
kids definitely use Snapchat.
Yeah, that's the number one form of communication and hookup and stuff like that.
But and Insta.
Instagram, yeah, DMing. He'll probably just DM.
He'll end up with some hot model girlfriend, like Livy Dunn or somebody.
There's a famous people, like, dating service type situation, like, online where it's almost like OnlyFans or Cameo where, like, you have to qualify for it, and that's where I think a lot of
He's not even worried about that. He's concentrating on basketball.
I tend to agree with you, Donovan.
All of his focus is going to be on
that makes sense.
Saving his franchise.
It's like in quarterback.
He's almost like Grey Worm. Yeah. He's like...
He's a eunuch?
But even, doesn't care about anything else but helping his team win the war.
But even Grey Worm fell in love.
Can you blame
him? So it could happen.
Did, didn't
what, is yeah. Grey, what is Grey Worm?
Game of Thrones.
Oh. God, what is this?
What is Grey Worm? Yes, it's a Game of Thrones reference.
Okay.
It is interesting, though, like a guy that just shows up basically right out of high school.
Yeah.
And he's in the most... the biggest hotbed of women basically on the planet. But what does he do? What, like, where, what do you, he's 18.
I know, you wonder what the Duke life was like.
I'm sure it was
good
to him.
Was he kicking it? Was he going to party? 17.
You saw He Got Game. You know how that works.
Yeah, it doesn't always work like that. And you wonder if he even really cares about that. Maybe a couple more years down the road
that's
is
true.
When he starts saying, you know what, all right.
18-year-old college kid, he doesn't care about stuff like that at
I
all.
Mean, you know what I'm saying. It's the expectations are a little bit higher for him than just a normal 17, 18-year-old.
Right. Like, I've one's not going to cut
walked
it.
Walked on campus
you,
in
you,
commerce.
You.
Everyone yeah. doesn't have that thought.
I just want them all to be beautiful so he's happy.
Yeah, I just want him to find his true soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
They can fall
Which
in
is
love
Dallas.
And start
Dallas
a family.
Is his wife. The Cowboys renewed in Oxnard. What's another spot you guys would love for them to have training camp at?
Santa Barbara.
Well, it basically is.
25,
You're literally
30
going
minutes away.
15 miles up the highway. Idiot.
I know, but it's
How many bad. Times can I say idiot to you today?
I don't know. You're building my self-esteem.
I mean, Colorado would be pretty cool just for going to
nice.
Hang and chill and for our benefit and not theirs.
I can Boulder yeah. or somewhere, use Colorado's campus.
Yeah, that would
yeah.
be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That, so I one time the Stars it. Had their training camp in Vail.
That'd be
and,
nice.
And they sent us. This is in like 2001 or 2 or something like that. I'm like, you're sending us to Vail? And it was the coolest thing ever.
Did you
but right at, I think the very next year was when they started, the Cowboys started going to Oxnard. It has to be somewhere, like you could say like,
Oxnard?
Well, let's go to Florida. Well, it's too humid
right,
there right
Florida.
Now. Like,
Florida.
You can't do
or
that.
Or San
summer.
Diego. If you go to San Diego
yes.
and have, that would
let's
be perfect.
Let's go to Florida.
It's a trip because we had the This Week in Sports History and they talked about the Cowboys doing their very first training camp in 1960, Corby. And it was in Forest Grove, Oregon.
So weird.
At Pacific University.
Okay.
And they've had training camps in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan before it's been the California, Texas back and forth since
What year did Thousand Oaks start?
1963.
Okay.
So in the first in 60, 61 and 62 they went to four different spots: Oregon, Wisconsin, Minnesota and Michigan.
That'd be cool. Portland,
Washington.
Like Bend would be cool. Bend, Oregon.
I, honestly, anywhere where it's nice and cool and there's yeah. scenery, right? Like
the
Seattle
yes.
would be fun.
Yes.
It'd be kind of weird if the Cowboys had training camp in Seattle, but I'm with you.
Right. Does Seattle train in Seattle?
Sure
like, do these teams that have awesome
yeah.
weather, like Green Bay in the summer, do they just train right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Cowboys are one of maybe two teams that will go outside of their locale.
Dude, there's no way Miami trains in Miami or...
I think they probably train at their facility.
The Falcons yeah. train in Atlanta and New Orleans trains yeah. in... Dude, it's so
humid. The Dolphins train in Miami Gardens.
But the Cowboys
wow.
could go to Frisco and just do all the things indoors. They're not elements to the weather unless they want
well,
to.
Well, yeah, you're right. And also, they said in that release that they pay the city of Oxnard like $75,000.
Yeah, yeah
like
we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's a sum that you think of from like 1982. $75,000 is what they pay him, and then everything else is subsidized. I don't think, with all the sponsors that they have all over the place, I don't think they pay a nickel. I really don't.
All right, looking at all the training camp sites for all the NFL teams, there's
yeah.
not a team that trains outside of their state but Dallas. The Washington Commanders train in Virginia.
Right. But the like the region they're
right,
from.
Right, that, that's that, the Cowboys are the only ones.
He was in Jackson. Because
I know New Orleans used to go like West Virginia, something like that. But now they're back in Louisiana. Yeah, everyone else trains at either their facility or somewhere in their state but the Cowboys.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is really
interesting. You know what, guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This has been fun.
Thank you, Corby.
Thanks, Corby.
Thank you, P1s. That's the Birdhouse for this week. Lunchtime.